opportunities.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
You almost feel like in the back of your head, like these people don't know exactly what happened.
When you join the military, it can take up to 2 years of training before you actually serve. But when it's time to return to civilian life, to life beyond the battlefield, you might get a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then you're out. That's mighty quick time to make a very big course adjustment in your life. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea wants to help develop an empathetic way to ease vets' reentry back into their communities. Chris Bamberg is a newly minted graduate of Western Michigan University. He served as a Navy hospital corpsman embedded with the Marine Corps. He was deployed to Japan late 2006 to 2008, then to Camp Pendleton, and then through much of 2009, Chris Bamberg was deployed in Anbar Province in Western Iraq. Good to have you with us, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
We have just wrapped up a long holiday weekend, and I got to imagine the 4th of July is when so many vets like you hear people say, thank you for your service. When you hear those words, Chris, how do you feel?
It's mixed emotions because I get the feeling that it comes like an obligation for them. They're raised to respect military service, but not so much to really understand it. So,
what emotions do you feel? Do you
mostly
resent hearing that a little bit?
No, I don't. I appreciate the kindness that they're paying me. But with us having been deployed and in Iraq for over a decade and the amount of servicemen that have served, it feels to me like there should be more understanding of what's behind the service.
You write in your essay for The Next Idea about how fast your transition from being a Navy corpsman with a Marine unit to a civilian in Michigan was. And that was in 2010. In your own heart, what is that like for you to, in such a short period of time, not be someone in uniform serving their country, but to be a civilian? How did that feel?
Oh, wow. It was surreal. I mean, you spent 5 years at least of someone more or less dictating your day-to-day activities, and then you're left on your own again. And the military, granted, gave me so many advantages over many civilians in that I felt disciplined and structured and have focused. But at the same time, coming back and having this new life, just kind of you're thrown into again, the adjustment, the acclimation, it can be hard for some.
When you got out, did you know what services were available for vets in Michigan and where to find them?
Vaguely. I mean, I got out in California, transitioned to New York, moved to New York, and then was vaguely aware of the services there, at least in terms of the VA and continuation of my medical care through the VA. But when it came to education benefits, it was like a lottery. You didn't really understand what benefits were afforded to you at this specific institution of education or through these programs put on by the VA until you got yourself into it and actually worked with them or were attending school.
In your essay for The Next Idea, Chris, you put out an idea that you call Vet Corps that you think could help other Michigan veterans, loosely modeled on programs like AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps, and it would direct veteran volunteers to projects in their communities. What benefits would something like Vet Corps bring to returning combat vets?
Well, likened to my experience with the OMVA, Office of Military Veterans Affairs, at Western and the other veterans that I shared employment with, I felt a connection, you know, not just through having served alongside them or during the same time as them, but just having served, period. And having that camaraderie, that continuation of camaraderie, transition into the civilian sector, I think would be instrumental for so many veterans that are out there that are struggling right now.
In a sense, it gives the veteran a support, but it also allows the veteran to give back to the community.
Oh, yes. Community outreach would be a major component of Vet Corps. I mean, to truly understand yourself, you have to give back to others, I believe. And once you're in that situation where you're giving back, you're building up the community, you're seeing what your service skills have brought to you and to your community, that's when you can truly start to understand yourself and better yourself and everybody else around you.
And it would let the community better know veterans and really who they are and what they're about.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you stress this program, like Vet Corps, should be totally voluntary. Why is this important, Chris?
I believe that's essential because veterans are getting out of a service where they were contractually obligated to serve, and be it 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, retirement, they're out there now to use their benefits, whether they're aware of them or not, or to relax, get back into the civilian sector, take some college, get some jobs done, and get back to a normal vibe of not having the structure of being told what to do every day. So I believe it'd be better for the veterans that are more focused on how they learn from the military, and then they can transition easily into doing something similar. And then it also allows for people to have that downtime, get used to knowing themselves again, so they can volunteer later if they want to.
What's at stake, do you think, if we don't do more to help and support our returning veterans in Michigan?
Everything. Local economy, national economy. You see it in San Diego. When I got out, I was in San Diego, and every other homeless person on the street was a veteran, it seemed, and they were struggling. And they weren't just from, you know, Vietnam era, Korea era. They were recent veterans out on the street.
And kind of going back to what we began with, what do you think would be a helpful way for civilians and for the public when they learned that you had served in Iraq and you'd been deployed to Japan, so they knew you're a military vet? Give us an idea of what would be something welcomed that you'd like to hear people say to you.
I wouldn't want to hear anything. I believe actions speak louder than words. And when you're doing the community outreach with a civilian that had no idea about your skill sets or what you provide from your own experiences in the service, just the fact that they're there for you and they're there to try and understand and work with you to better themselves and the community as well, that speaks louder than words.
Chris Bamberg's essay is on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. You can share your thoughts in the comments section beneath the essay, or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI. A really great idea with VetCor, Chris. We want to thank you so much for sharing it in the Next Idea with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.